Hello.
Oh, hi, Derek.
Hi, Miriam. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's your day been?
It was all right. How was yours?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, I was just looking forward to this podcast, this joint podcast.
Yeah, me too, me too.
Yeah.
Actually, my first time doing this, so
Yeah.
yeah.
I wanted to see if my microphone works
Oh,
while
okay.
you are doing this. So can I just connect it and see if it works?
Yeah,
Because I
that's
put my
fine.
AirPods in. If it doesn't work, we might just start again.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, that's good then. Because I've just connected it and it's working.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, because sometimes when I put the microphone in, it seems to cut the audio from the AirPods. So I was just wondering if they can work together.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I'm glad that they can.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a great application, isn't it? Because it just makes life easier for anyone who wants to start podcasting.
It does, definitely does.
Yeah. And also just listening to your own podcast, the ones you've done, and the ones that I've also done like on my own. And I can see that it's probably better to do it with someone else because the conversation sort of, I think it seems to flow better because you're speaking to another human being.
It's quite engaging as well.
Yeah, it's more engaging because you're getting that instant feedback from what the other person is saying.
Yeah.
And also, as the other person is talking, you're also coming up. I think your brain is racing. Like it's coming up with answers, it's coming up with ideas
Yes,
based on what
definitely.
the other person is talking about. Yeah, so how are you finding it so far, podcasting?
I haven't done it in a long time because I was just looking to buy a new microphone, like a proper one.
Can I just hold you there?
Okay.
Because I think that's just one of the things that cause a lot of people to procrastinate and not actually get started. Because as soon as you get that new microphone, you're going to be thinking of some other shiny gadget that you think is going to help with the podcast. So there's always something to improve on the equipment that we have. But the good news is that as it stands, the smartphones that we have now are really great, even with the microphones. So the microphone on your iPhone is already good enough, although it's not the best. Like I think as time goes on, obviously, as time goes on, you can improve on your equipment. But I think just to get started, I think we've got the best equipment so far. For someone who's just getting started, because I think your objective now is to reach as many people as possible.
Yeah, definitely,
Yeah.
definitely. I stopped recording and then I did my New Year's resolution one and
Yeah.
then I just went back to look at it. I'm like, people still listen to this. Wow.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Because it's human beings speaking to each other. Because if you look at my attitude has been over the past few months that I'm gonna leave writing, to other people for the moment because I think there's a space in podcasting which is just opening up. And also there's a level of engagement that you get from people when they are listening to you rather than reading what you've written.
Yeah,
Because
that's
I
true.
mean, talking is the most natural thing. Since human beings started talking, I mean, communicating, that's been like before we even did the cave paintings, there was already talking. So sound is like everyone will just pay attention to sound more than anything else. And also it's something that you can listen. You can listen to a podcast while you're doing something else. Say you're driving or you're doing dishes or you are engaged in another activity, but you can passively be listening to a podcast. And it's impossible to be reading all the time. You need to find a place to sit down and actually read. So there are
Mm-hmm.
so many things that we do that we cannot read while we're doing them, but we can listen while we're doing them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So besides the equipment, what's been stopping you?
It's mainly the equipment, 'cause
Yeah.
I just feel like if I just like record naturally in my room, there's like a lot of noises and sounds coming out from everywhere, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah, that could be a factor. That could be a factor. But when you look at movies, for example, I mean, I know that the noises are controlled, but I don't think that a little bit of natural noises is bad. Unless if it's, for example, there was one day I was recording a video. I think I was doing a screencast on my computer, and my stand is just next to the laundry. So the machine was running and the noise was just too much, you know. So I ended up just deleting that video because the noise was just unbearable. Then there was another video where my sensor for, I think the battery was running out for the fire alarm. So it was making this constant sound and someone just picked it up. I didn't even pick it up. I listened to the video and it's not something that came into my mind really. But when this person picked it up and I started listening, I thought, oh, it's terrible.
Oh yeah, it
So
does, doesn't it?
in the comments, I actually said, thank you. I've now fixed I bought some new batteries.
I
So
always
that.
find it like, 'cause like I started like the first time I started recording,
Yeah.
I posted it on like my Instagram and my Snapchat to like people to listen to it. But
Yeah.
after a while, I just stopped posting it on like my Instagram and my in like all my social medias. That
Yeah.
way, I found out that like my New Year's resolution one, I didn't post it on my Instagram or my Snapchat. I found
Yeah.
that like more people actually listen to it than the ones that I posted on my social medias.
Yeah. And I think it also gets it's getting people getting used to the application, because a lot of people, when they are redirected to that application, they kind of would rather stay within the social media app where they found you rather than move to another application, which might probably prompt them to go to the app store to download it or something like that. Although I know that they can also listen within the website or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So why do
Definitely.
you think there was a spike in the why do you think there was a difference?
I don't even know. I just I don't know. That's because I was quite surprised, because obviously if you're like advertising and promoting your own thing, especially on social media, you think it's more effective, but it didn't turn out to be effective that way. It actually turned out to be effective when I just did nothing about it.
Yeah, but don't you think sometimes it takes people getting used to the podcast idea? Because I think a lot of people have not really warmed up to the idea of listening to podcasts. So I don't think they are as popular as they will be in the future. So I think for most people it's like maybe they think it's just an experiment you're doing. But I think with consistency, like if you keep on posting, I think eventually you'll get a following even from the, also depending on the topics you're discussing, I think. Yeah.
I think the topics as well, like if it's a like good topic, I think more people will listen to it. But if it's just them topic that are not very engaging, people just like back away from it.
Yeah, I've got a suggestion though. Like when it comes to if you could produce content based on comments from the people that actually follow you on your social media. So for example, you could read comments from your Instagram, and then you could respond to those comments in a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think if you did that, then you are directly speaking to the people that are already following you in the Instagram.
Yeah.
So they are more likely to relate to what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's something that you can try.
Yeah, definitely.
Because at the end of the day, it's for content to become relevant to people, it has to speak to what people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we go out and we find content which we think might be interesting to people, but actually the things that are interesting to people are the things that they already talked about with you in your other social media platforms. So why not take those comments and then create content out of them?
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, so what are the plans? Are you going to do a podcast every day?
I'll try to do a podcast once every single week.
Yeah.
Like two podcasts every single week, or
maybe on a Friday or Saturday or something.
Yeah, maybe on a Friday and Saturday, yeah.
Okay, I think that's a good idea, because as you said in your latest podcast, that people come up with resolutions that they cannot keep because they're not realistic. So sure. I think if you give yourself, say, if you just say a minimum two per week, that could, I think that's something you can achieve.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I also think that going back to the other idea of going into your comments and making content out of that, that will probably make it easy for you to find something to talk about.
Yeah, but I don't really, with comments, I don't really get comments, a lot of comments. So I don't know how to create content from them.
Yeah. So I think it's just a matter of you go into other people's... I think if you want people to comment on your stuff, you also go onto their social media handles and you also comment on what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that way, say per day, if you decide you're going to comment on, say, 10 people or 20 people, so just go through their posts and then comment. Then I think when they see your posts, they are also more likely to comment on your posts.
That's true. That is true, yes.
So you just need to... I think you just need to be part of the community. Because if you don't talk to people, then they don't talk to you.
That's true.
You see? So you just need to go in and comment on what they're talking about. And then they'll probably start commenting on yours as well. And you need to respond to every comment you get. So some people, I think sometimes you just think, oh, okay, I'll respond later. Then we never get to responding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For example, right here on Anchor, I got voice messages, some of them like a year old. And I was thinking, why didn't I respond to this? So I've actually used them as part of a podcast. Like you can put it at the start of the podcast, the comment, the voice message, and then you can do a podcast responding to that voice message. Yeah, so I managed to do like three of those, including one of yours as well.
Yeah, I think also like I need to like build my thingy, my listeners, like to try to reach out to more people, because like the reason why I stopped posting on my podcast on all my social medias is because I just, you know, sometimes when you listen to your own voice,
yeah,
it is so annoying. And then you're just like, nah, people can't listen to this. No.
Do you know,
And then I just
sometimes
stopped
I get
posting it on
that,
my social
but
media.
sometimes I actually like hearing my own voice. But sometimes I think,
Really?
sometimes, yeah, sometimes I think, I was speaking sense there. But there are times when I think, that voice doesn't sound good. So what some people actually do that I've been listening to, they don't actually listen to their own stuff. They avoid listening to themselves.
I avoid doing that, but
Yeah.
if you don't listen to your like own podcast, like your voice, you
Yeah.
don't know where to improve and things like that. Because,
Yeah.
yeah.
Which is why I think comments are like, I think that's where you can actually find where to improve in terms of maybe just the content itself, because the comments will guide you. Like for example, on TikTok, I've started this thing where I just ask two or three questions, science questions, physics questions, and then hopefully when I start getting responses to them, I can use that to make more TikToks, like
Okay.
clarifying any misconceptions that might be in the question. So that's another way of trying to get engagement.
Okay.
Yeah. And also the other thing is in your podcast, and I've noticed you're doing that really well. You are telling people how to comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes you actually need to tell people what to do at the end of the podcast. Otherwise, they don't do it.
Yeah,
Some people,
yes.
if yeah, so people, if you don't say, tell them what to do, they just think, oh, it's finished. And then they go to the.
Oh,
Yeah.
true,
But
definitely.
actually, sometimes it takes actually telling them. So after this, you need to go and click on this link, blah, 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 and do this. And
Yes,
then that way.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Or if you've got some kind of promotion somewhere where you can say, go and click this if you want to get this PDF with the notes or something like that. Yeah. So
Yeah.
that's what it takes sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I'll try that. I'll try that and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I think we've said a little bit today. What do you think? Did
Sorry.
you did, do you have any questions for me?
No, not really. It's just that's all.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I think sometimes I keep talking and then
Okay.
yeah, so one of the things I've also decided to do just to grow this Anchor is I'm gonna just invite random people on Anchor and see what happens
Okay.
and just have a conversation and see what happens.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I'll just try it for a few times and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Because people do love to talk,
I know.
especially
They
if
do.
the topic or the subject is quite interesting.
Yeah, and for me, I would find it difficult to like stick to one topic, or be known, for example, for just physics podcasts or something like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm someone. I think I've got a few things on in my mind, and I would like to be able to engage with as many people as possible and be able to fit in here and there.
Definitely.
Yeah. So my attitude is if I don't know something, then I use that opportunity to ask the other person.
Yeah.
But if I know, I use opportunity to also provide value. Because at the end of the day, you want to provide value. And providing value just means giving people information that is useful to them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we can schedule. I think one of like those weekends when you can, we can do a regular
Okay, yeah,
joint podcast. Yeah.
definitely.
You can come up with any topic, I don't mind.
Okay, definitely. I'll be
Yeah.
down for that.
Yeah. So we'll put it into a schedule. And then we can have a regular.
Yeah, definitely,
Yeah.
definitely.
Because I think we need to get more and more people into podcasting.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Miriam, we can call it a day then.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
This was
thanks to you.
This was one of my New Year's resolutions. I didn't really reach it last year, but I've reached it this year.
So you and me, we have to help each other.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think when we give each other advice like this, it's easier for us to become consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's very difficult to find people that are willing to actually do this.
Mm.
Even though they know that it could be important, but to actually get down to doing it, it's a lot of people find it difficult.
Yeah, it is. Like, for me, it was also difficult to start because I was like, oh, because when you listen to other podcasts, they have like background music that's flowing nicely. And with the other thing with Anchor, it doesn't let you put in your own music.
I think you can.
You can now. Oh.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can put in your own music that you've made somewhere else.
Oh, like from the garage band, you can use that.
I think you can, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't tried, but I think there's an option because I like to use the music on Anchor.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think I've seen an option where you can actually import the sound from elsewhere.
Sometimes when you try to import it, it doesn't it doesn't actually import it.
Okay, so that's something to look into then.
Yeah, definitely.
Because my experience with Anchor is that they are always making improvements to it. Mm-hmm. So it could be that now it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll try that when I'm recording and see whether it's working or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you'll be able to save this one. I think it's also on your handle.
Okay.
So yeah, so I can post this one on mine, but I think you can also post on yours.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So just let me know if you have any issues with that. But I think we can both post on our profile.
Okay, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, the same one. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Miriam, thanks.
Okay, thanks
for the cooperation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.